There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling a little redeemed since you know, I really didn't like the answer that I'd come up with, which is, come on, guys. So there we go. I just thought I would share with you two things. First of all, there's a story that came out today that's pretty cool. And my first thought was, well, you know, wasn't me. But my second was, well, yeah, it was. The story is that on Monday, one out of seven people in the world, a billion people, used Facebook on Monday. Okay. Can you believe that? On Monday, that they and I, my, as I said, my first thought was, not I, but it was. Because we use it on the program. All right, so it's a milestone. 1 billion people used it, not signed up for it, used it, connecting the whole world. In October 2012, they crossed the billion user mark in terms of people signing up. 1 billion monthly active users in 2014, but on Monday. On Monday, which is August 2015, a billion people were on Facebook. They're now going to the next 5 billion people that they announced in 2013. By the end of the year, about 3.2 billion people across the world are expected to be online. 4 billion are still without access. So half the world. Go, Mark. Can you believe that? And I said my first response was, oh, yeah, it doesn't include me. But it does, because we use it on the program. So there you go. Were you on Facebook private? Do you have a Facebook account, Trev? You
know? Oh, yeah.
My sister's a great believer in it.
You know, I'm getting very kind of disillusioned from it lately.
Well, you know, it's interesting. He thinks that people are going to be doing more and more, and I think they're probably going at some point going to be doing less and less.
But I think it's going to jump the shark here any day now.
Well, that's it. I think that there are going to be people who aren't using it who will start using it, and people who are using it who will stop. So it'll probably at some point balance out. All right, here's another story that I thought had some perhaps implications for us. It turns out that women initiate divorce much more than men. Why would you say? I'll tell you why I think so, without even looking at the data. Why do you think that would be true, Trev?
Jesus, man, I don't know.
Well, they said it was unexpected. It wasn't unexpected as far as I was concerned.
Do you think they, expect more from a marriage?
Yeah, I think that's
like
part of it.
Higher expectations than men do generally?
Yeah,
men will essentially tolerate a worse marriage than women will?
I think that's true, and why do you think that's the case?
Communication? Something? something communication.
Oh, good. Well, that was just I'm going to give her a response. I have no idea what she's actually asking me, and I have no idea what the right answer is, so I'll just throw something at her. Good attempt, Trevor.
Thank you.
High school. You're not going to be granted down, and I will not send you to the principal's office.
Oh, good.
No, I don't think that's what it is, but good sort of half-hearted attempt. Maybe not. All right, here's what I think. That men have traditionally cheated, right? I mean, we know that women, unfortunately, under the age of 40, are cheating about the same rate that men are. But historically, that when men were not happy in a marriage, they would just go elsewhere. They'd put money, they'd put time and effort into work. They'd have an affair. They'd work out. They'd hang out with their buddies. And I think, especially before women worked as much in the numbers that they're working, that they felt sort of more trapped and more defined by their marriage. And so I think that men, especially between the ages of about, I don't know, maybe 25 and 55, put most of their energy not into their family. They put it into their work. And that may, you know, I mean, again, Marquita, you're right, all generalities. But I think if you look at it, that perfectly nice men define themselves as, you know, I'm doing this for the family. I'm working long hours for my wife and my kids and to put them through school and to give her a house and the things she wants and whatever, which I think is partially true and partially not true, because for women who work, we know that the work and getting paid and appreciated for adult kinds of things has its own satisfaction in addition to doing it for somebody else, for somebody else's welfare or benefit. So I think that's number one, that men have traditionally not defined themselves primarily by their marriage, but by the work they do. And therefore, that's where their primary focus is during those years. And women have not. And as I've said, one of my sort of revelations is when I first started to practice, and psychologists were really not allowed to advertise at all. It was considered unethical behaving, get your license pulled. So I used to give a lot of speeches for free, with the idea being that if I give a speech about family issues or whatever, and people liked it, that they would then presumably seek me out as a therapist, and that would be groovy, and I would actually have a caseload and clients and yada yada. And it was actually fairly effective. But the first thing people would say is, first of all, are you married? Which meant, are you straight? And second of all, do you have kids? Which meant, are you normal? And I never heard a male colleague ever ask that. So I think that was indicative. Now, granted, that was, you know, thousands of years ago, but still. So that's number one. Number two is kind of what we were saying, or maybe number two is what we were saying before, which is that that men sort of could define themselves in other kinds of ways. I also think that it's what you said as well, that women care more about marriage. They are, I think, more romantic in some ways about marriage. They feel that they have more options than they used to. But they're saying that divorce is initiated 70% of the time.
Wow.
Because I think, again, a man feeling like his marriage is kind of crappy will just go elsewhere, and elsewhere in terms of energy, elsewhere in terms of sex, elsewhere in terms of whatever. And women have traditionally tolerated that, and one of the reasons they've tolerated it is because economic dependency. And as the economic dependency goes away, women are saying, I don't think so. All right, so there we go. And I think it may also be why younger people are not marrying at the same rate that that their parents and grandparents did. They said married women report lower levels of relationship quality than married men. And we know that that's been true historically. Men and women in non-marital relationships reported equal levels of relationship quality. That's changed a little bit. It used to be that the healthiest men, that marriage really worked better for men than it did for women. We know statistically, we know in terms of longevity, that married men do the best. Married women don't do as well. Single women actually do better than married women in terms of longevity and things of that sort. So, and once women could start working and be a major sort of economic force, that some of the things that were holding marriage together loosened a bit. They said marriage as an institution has been a little bit slow to catch up with expectations for gender equality. Wives still take their husband's surnames, although that's happening less, are sometimes pressured. Husbands still expect their wives to do the bulk of the housework and the bulk of the childcare. That hasn't changed. Non-marital relationships lack the historical baggage and expectations of marriage, which makes the non-marital relationships more flexible and therefore more adaptable to modern expectations, including women's expectations for more gender equality. So it's an interesting thing. So what I thought we'd ask and probably deal with next week, because unless people want to call about it this very moment, is why did you divorce? You know, be specific. All righty? All right, I thought what we would do, which because, you know, I don't want to be sort of ending the week on a down note, is talk about distractions. Right? What's your favorite distraction, Trev, other than me, of course?
I don't know. I was thinking about this when we put it up, and I try not to allow myself to get distracted. I don't know. I feel like life is short, and if I'm feeling the need of a distraction, I'm...
Well, but I mean, I do things like, all right, here's, I like Sudoku when I can't sleep. I read a lot. And I used to think of as reading as, well, you know, I read, you know, and someone, I saw a play that said reading is as selfish as anything else. You know, you're the only person that, that gets any benefit from reading as a reader. And I think that's not completely true because I share the information. But, you know, there is an issue there. All right. I'll bet you have some distractions, you know, television, Maybe you don't view it as a distraction. Maybe you view it as a major issue. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. All right, we're giving Trevor another chance to take a whack at distractions, because I said, Trev, I mean, you know, there's nothing, like when you're having a bad day, that there's nothing that you don't do, that there's something that you can do to kind of make yourself feel better, or you know, when you're working on a problem and you need to take a break, you know, what do you do? Or just something you're doing for fun or to kind of clear your emotional palate, or there's nothing you do?
Yeah, I do. I will take another song.
I thought so. Mr. Oh, I'm never distracted. I'm too cool for that.
I don't know. Just working, you know, I don't know. But anyway, I think one of my big ones that I sometimes do, like, you know, when I'm, you know, not necessarily focusing on any given thing, I like to, I use social media. I don't know. I don't really, Facebook kind of is what it is these days. But I do like to follow guitar makers and get music instrument manufacturers and people like that.
Okay.
It's just super interesting. You get to see, they often like allow a glimpse into how they made something or the technique behind stuff. You know, it's really, really interesting. So I use the social media to connect with.
Fair enough. And I would say I do movies as distractions, but clearly movies are much more fundamental to my lifestyle than a distraction. But Sudokus are, and exercise, you know, working out sort of is a distraction. You know, I probably don't do it quite as much as I should or so I used to, partially because I've been doing it for so long that it's sort of gotten to be a little dull. So I have to figure out a way to kind of jazz it up to get me interested in it again. And when I'm having one of those days where I just really need to kind of take a step back, I'll call friends or relatives. So, yeah, and I would view those, and I think Trevor's point is probably that they're kind of fundamental. So to call them a distraction implies that there's something kind of whimsical about them, and they may not be whimsical. They may be more important than that. But they're still, what I'm saying is change of pace, something, because a distraction, I think, we view a distraction as a negative thing, and I'm saying that having something that can get you out of a funk, or when you're feeling anxious, or when you're feeling like the world is not treating you well, what do you do to sort of get yourself out of that? And so I would call that a distraction for lack of anything else. All right, let's see what other people have got, because lots of people responded on this one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see what we got. Maybe we'll get you some ideas, Trev.
Yeah. Antonio says, getting a text message or a push notification.
Can be distracting. You know, because they make so much noise, right? And not only do they ping you, but they ping you a couple of times till you answer it. So, yeah, I think that may be distraction in either the positive or negative, depending on how you look at it.
Yep.
It certainly can be distracting, though, among other things. All right, keep going.
All right, Kim says, my fur baby Katie. Now, this is a dog. She posted a picture of her dog. That's her on my massage table. My clients adore her, and I have to bring out the big guns with the best treat going to get her off my table. Quite the distraction.
And hopefully we put a sheet down after the little fur ball has been on the table as opposed to before.
Exactly.
There you go.
Jim says Facebook.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do that. You know, in the middle of the night. It's one of the things, as I said, that there was actually a minister in New Jersey who referenced my statement of people who would never think to have an affair, who would just say, no, it never happened, end up doing Facebook in the middle of the night and all of a sudden backdooring into an affair with an old boyfriend, an old girlfriend, you know, college. It's one of the reasons why I say if you're married, do not go or let your spouse go to a reunion by themselves. Go with them. Even if you feel like you're going to be a little bit abandoned, you'll still have a presence there. Dangerous stuff, nostalgia. Okay, keep going.
Sue Ellen says, my knitting.
Okay, good enough. Like it.
Very good. Alan says, music.
Yep.
I don't know. Music, for me, I can't listen to music and do a thing because I focus on the music.
I can't either, but like when I'm on a plane ride or a bus ride or I'm feeling like stuck in traffic, Sudoku will do it for me. Free Cell will do it for me. And music, that listening if I remember my headphones for my phone, because I've got my tunes on my phone, I agree, will distract me from thinking, oh my gosh, I'm never going to get there.
Mm-hmm. Tracy says, playing on, ooh, look, a squirrel. So she's distracted from sharing her distractions.
They're very cute. Okay. Not easy to do on you know, not easy to do the visuals on Facebook, but you did a nice job.
Yeah,
well done.
Now here's one. This will be good. I won't say because this is a family show, but let's just say I am so grateful I have not gone blind from it.
Got it. Thank you.
There you go.
All right.
Maybe just till you need glasses.
Oh, my.
We got it.
Aurora.
Look, don't send me emails. If you're old enough to understand that, then you're old enough to understand it. And if you're not, you're not going to get it, and you don't have to explain it.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Aurora says, traveling and exploring a new city.
Yep, I agree. One of my favorite things to do is to be in a place where nobody knows that I am and have about 6 or 8 hours and a map and no agenda.
Yeah, that's
awesome. You know, I just think that's one of the really freeing things to do in this life.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Magellan.
There you go.
I just like the name Magellan. Okay, keep going. Sounds like Jell-O.
Adeline says, an interesting article.
Yeah. Yep. A book, for me, I can get lost in a book.
Yep. Amy says, working on a quilt if I'm at home, Facebook if I'm not.
Okay.
Stephanie says, Pinterest.
What's Pinterest? I know it just had to do with the internet. I just don't know what it is.
It's a website. I think it tends to be focused around crafty things, making things for the home. And
yeah, I think I know that. I think one of my nieces is always putting together like imitations on that.
Yep. Although not exclusively. I think they do a lot of other stuff, but I think that's how it kind of started.
Yep.
Jacqueline says, pulling weeds, watering, and working in my flower garden, it's therapy for me, brings me peace and joy.
I agree. When I had, I hated doing this as a kid because I had to go in and pull dandelions in our yard and I didn't like worms. But a rooftop deck is great because there really aren't worms. And you don't have to lean over because all the pots are, if they're not at least at, you know, at waist level, there you don't at least have to be on your knees. And when I couldn't sleep, I would go out in the middle of the night and weed. And I agree with you. There's something about having your hands in dirt. I felt English. I just needed a corgi. Okay, keep going.
Downton Abbey says, Dana.
Yeah?
My parents love that show, and I haven't tried it out yet.
You know, I was thinking today, for no particular reason, except I was up really early and having to deal with the tax department, that, you know, we got the call earlier this week about the apocalypse and why people invested in it and thinking that it freed them. And it occurs to me that I saw a movie last night called Mi Madre, which is about a woman who's a director whose mother is dying. And first of all, it's from a woman's point of view, as both a director who's in charge. I mean, the director is the ultimate position of being, you know, in charge. And your mother dying, which you have no control over. And how few situations are where women, number one, are directors. Number two, there are movies about them. And I thought, you know, that's why they're superheroes, because it allows us to feel, well, we don't have to worry because we don't have those powers. We can fantasize about having them, but it allows us to kind of escape our sense of vulnerability. So I think, unfortunately, movies may be a distraction. Maybe they're the real opium of the masses. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. It felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. It occurred to me one of my other distractions, which you guys probably figured out a long time ago, is math. It's just running numbers in my head. And when I can't sleep, I figured out, when I was a kid, I used to do multiplication tables. I now do... You know, I was trying. I have to meet with my accountant and sort of trying to figure out. You know, like I figured out last night when I couldn't sleep when the next blue moon was going to be. I just figured out what the logarithm had to be. That it has to be, as I said, on months that have a new full moon on either first, second, or occasionally the third. And so figuring out backwards that it'll be 25 months before there's another month where there is a blue moon, two full moons in a month. And, you know, that, for some reason, is very soothing to me. It's just running numbers. Because they always come out right? There's no, unlike most things in life that you know, you're never sure and you have to figure it out and other people. Numbers are perfect, right? They're either right or they're wrong. So, and there's not much finessing them. All right, let's hear what other distractions people have.
Okay, Paul says, sex.
Yeah, I figured somebody's come up with that. I don't know that I would tell my partner that exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, yeah, absolutely.
Don says Sudoku.
Sudoku, yeah.
Or I said that.
Do you know what? That's right. Do you know where that was invented? It's actually, for me at least, an interesting story.
Japan?
Yes, but not for the reason you think.
Okay.
You're exactly right. In fact, it was invented in Japan, but it was brought to the United States by a guy who got stuck in an airport, in Tokyo, and he does crossword puzzles. And the crossword puzzles in the paper were in Japanese, and he didn't speak any Japanese, so couldn't do the crossword puzzles. But they had Sudoku. And so he figured out, he started doing the numbers because it's like math in that there's only one solution that, you know, for those of you who don't know about Sudoku, it's a grid and you have to have 1 through 9 going horizontally and vertically. And each box is 1 through 9. And so there's only one answer. And you can logic it out. It's not really a math problem. It's a logic problem. And so he was stuck in the airport for several hours and started doing Sudoku because numbers are the same in any language. And so he went and did some, he called up the newspaper and found out who was printing it and got the rights to do it in America and brought it to America.
Wild.
Yeah, cool story, I think.
Yeah.
So that was his distraction. And he got distracted because he could, it's like when I went to Spain and decided one night to sort of go to do bingo. And my Spanish leaves a lot to be desired. I mean, I can count from 1 to 20 in Spanish. But bingo, first of all, is fast and goes up to, what, 70? So that didn't work very well. So I'm paying money for my card and not being able to know what they're saying. Bay? Oh, no. So that was, you know, it took me about one card to realize this was not my game. Which I thought was hilarious because I, you know, I figured, well, I can count to 20. Well, bingo goes a little farther than 20, and it's fast.
Mm-hmm.
All right, keep going.
Darlene says, Facebook, love it.
There you go. Now, has it become your lifestyle or a distraction? Are you one of the 7 billion people? There you go.
There you go. Julie says, scrapbooking.
Yeah, people do that, I guess. You know, my mother has scrap piles. She has great scrapbooks, but they just have piles of stuff that she hasn't actually put into them yet. But there is something wonderful about going through a scrapbook. In some ways, much more fun than doing it online. I mean, there's something about yellowed newspaper and old-fashioned, you know, pictures. And I agree, scrapbooking, it's kind of I think it's a dying art. But I actually knew a woman who's a listener, and so I got to know her, who did these gorgeous scrapbooks. And she did them basically for brides, for weddings. So they were these huge, beautiful things with tassels and tapestry for brides and grooms. I don't know. I hope she's still... because she, this was not very many years ago. I was like maybe 10, maybe less than that. And I just thought it was a great idea because people were still even then doing digital photography and videographers. And I thought, you know, having a book, having something you can open up with pictures in it. All right, keep going.
Marquita says, Reddit. Please don't tell my boss.
I promise. My lips are sealed.
I recently discovered Reddit myself, and it is quite fantastic.
I know you love Reddit.
I do love it. Well, it's just there's so much stuff.
Well, see, the problem for me is when I was in high school and stuff, and somebody look, you know, say, what about this word? And I would look it up in a dictionary. And it's one of the problems. It's not so much with Wikipedia, but that if you found one word, first of all, you don't go directly. The advantage of the Internet, as far as I'm concerned, is it takes you directly to the word. And there may be several different definitions, but it takes you directly to the word. A dictionary, you have to leaf through it. And the leafing through it, I would find all these cool words. So someone would say, well, what's the meaning of this word? I'd say, well, I'll look it up. And an hour and a half later, I'd come back and say, well, you know, there's this word. But there's all these other words. And I just was fascinated by all the other things I would find. And the Internet can be more specific. It doesn't necessarily that more specific, but it can be, just because you type in the word. Mm-hmm. All right, keep going.
Marcy says cake.
Cake. Nobody doesn't love Sara Lee. Okay.
Stephanie says, playing my trombone and reading.
There you go. A woman after your own heart.
Brass player. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Trumpet.
Uh-huh. Anne says, Facebook, ha-ha.
Aha. Yeah, well, that's pretty common. Right,
yeah,
keep going.
People love Facebook. Dale says, checking prices online for vacation getaways. One can always dream.
Good idea.
That is
absolutely
a good one.
Yeah, it is good.
Kim says reading.
Yeah.
Linda says, especially in the evening while winding down from the day, I listen to Dr. Joe Brown.
Yay.
You left a couple years ago for a while, and I literally almost had a panic attack. I wrote to whomever I could try to and get you back. You're my favorite show.
Well, thank you. Folks, listen, because you're, I'm heard in like 120 markets or something, and because your market doesn't carry me, I have been on the air continuously. I don't think I don't think I've ever been off the air in the last like 20 some years. So go to drjoy.com and assume that I'm still on the air, because it's very likely that I am. Okay, don't, even if your market doesn't carry me anymore, you can send them a nasty letter saying, how could you do this? But you could also probably find me. Okay, there you go. Okay, keep going.
Elisa says reading and good TV shows.
Reading and good TV. Is there such a thing? Oh, that was rude. Okay, keep going.
I don't know. I think there's some good shows out there still.
Okay.
Probably. Maybe. Richard says painting.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I kind of like doing that too. It's one of the things I keep thinking about when I have a little more time, that I'll go take a painting course. I actually had a huge canvas with a painting that I didn't really like on it at one point, and so I decided to just go and get some plaster of Paris and add some color to it and make. And I think the canvas ended up weighing more than I did, but it was really fun. I sort of miss that. I'm not very good, but doesn't mean, I don't think you have to be good if you're doing bathroom art, and that's what I decided. I hung it in my bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
All right, keep going.
Jude says, talk radio.
Yay. Thank you. Love it. There you go.
Dana says, Facebook, duh.
Well, that's certainly Facebook. The common one, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Robert says, my 2 3-legged dogs.
2 3-legged dogs. That means you've got 6 legs between 2 dogs.
Interesting.
Yeah, I wonder why I got 2. Maybe he just, hopefully he's not sort of, I don't even want to think about, maybe he's sort of contributing to that. I'm sure he wouldn't. That was rude on my part. Maybe just likes. He picks strays and figures, you know, that the two, that one two-legged dog would feel comfortable with another one.
Maybe so. Peter says, my animals. Right now I have 7 dogs and lots of cats. That's a lot of dogs.
Yeah, honey.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
Jennifer says, improv, performing and watching.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, it was one of the things that I did, and it scared the living daylights out of me and was really fun. So, yeah, it was good.
Yep. Peggy says, I love, love, love boating and taking photos of the freighters on the Great Lakes.
Photos and freighters on, great. Okay,
yeah,
fair enough.
Pretty cool. Laura says, horseback riding.
Yeah, don't disagree there.
Yep. Nancy says, cleaning. As you know, I listen to your show as I'm cleaning other people's homes. It's therapy for me, both the cleaning, which is making a positive thing happen in someone's life, but I get to listen to you give advice to others. Both are my daily fix. Thanks so much.
Well, you're welcome. I think that's wonderful. I'm very impressed. Good for you. I sort of feel like I'm making the world a saner and cleaner place because of you. So there you go. Thank you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to TryPlated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's TryPlated.com, TryPlated.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Friday, 855-993-7569. We're talking about distractions. And, all right, so we have a bunch of people who said Facebook, right?
Yep.
All right, so how many more of those do we have?
Two more say Facebook, so we've had like five or six people say Facebook.
Yeah. Okay, which is not an interesting percentage. Okay, yeah. Keep going. All right, let's see what else we got.
Tom says Laurel and Hardy movies.
Okay. Yeah, old movies. Good enough. Fair enough.
Linda says, I am retired and rescued two small dogs. They are such a great distraction. I was always too busy with work and children to give them the time they need. I heard you say on one of your shows that it would not be fair for you to have a dog. You are right. Thank you for being such a responsible person. You could have a cat. Little care, but lots of company. I have one of those, too.
You know, I've told the story before that I've been working. I mean, I've been working since I've been 10 years old. And at one point, my daughter, I grew up with dogs. And my mother was actually kind of a cataphobe. I'm sure that's not the right word. What would be a cat? And never mind, we don't care. She didn't like cats at all. And so when my daughter was young, she skipped a grade. And I said, tell me what you want as a bribe if you really work hard at this. And she said, I want a kitten. So she did work hard at it. So we went and we visited. And I thought, you know, if I'm going to get a cat, since I'm still not home, and I know the cats are much more self-reliant than dogs, that we should get two so they would at least keep each other company. And they were adorable. I call them Hieronymus and Boss. She called them Blackie and Whitey. And they were adorable, but they were crazed because they were really left alone a lot. I would leave with her early in the morning, and we would take the boat into Boston. I'd take her to school, and then I'd go to work, and then I'd pick her up in the evening, take her home. So the cats were by themselves mostly during the day, and maybe some cats are self-reliant. These were not, and maybe it's because they were very small when we got them, and it was clear that this was not okay for the cats. And so it was one of those horrible moments where I sort of said to my kid, yeah, we can't do this anymore to the animals. It's not fair. And because I had a radio show, I actually went on somebody's program, I think. I don't even remember exactly the circumstances, and said, look, we have these two cats, and they're adorable. And so we had this flood of people who said, oh, no, we'll take the cats. And so my daughter and I looked at, and she was only about, I don't know, maybe six at the time. And we looked at all the people, and we decided who we were going to give them to. And we took them in, and we met them in a parking lot, and they were these lovely people. And they said, you can come visit anytime you want. And I think my kid, it took a long time for her to forgive me for that. It was a stupid decision on my part. But I didn't know. I hadn't really grown up with cats. And I had kept hearing from people that cats are so much more self-reliant. And these, I just think leaving animals by themselves for long periods of time is not fair to the animals. So as much as I would love to have a dog, I'm not as pro-cat. Although I love, these two kittens were adorable. But I guess I'm sort of feel my daughter sort of making faces at me. She had a cat and two dogs, but she had them when she was in school, and she had them when she was had a live-in boyfriend who was there during the day. And so, and when she goes on trips, I mean, the dogs are basically as time demanding in some ways as kids. You can't go off and just leave them, and so she has to have dog sitters and. So, but you're right. I am very responsible about it, just because at some point I would really love to, but it's not a lifestyle. Although, to be quite honest, I can't imagine a lifestyle where I'm home enough to take care of an animal. And I've had friends that said, okay, well, why don't we have an animal that we share? But what both of us want is the animal on the weekend, right? or during the week or something. I mean, it never quite works, but you're welcome for me being responsible, and you're right, I am about it. All right, there we go. All right, keep going.
All right. Wendy says crafting.
Crafting being dealing with crafts?
Crafts. Could be anything, I guess.
Okay.
Francine says looking at the sky or ocean.
Yeah. I mean, for me, that's sort of not even a distraction. It's just something I do all the time. I live near the water, and it's just part of my life. I can't imagine not.
Mm-hmm. Amy says music.
Yeah, that'd be nice to be a little bit more specific, but okay.
True. Jennifer says comedy movies.
Okay, what do you define as comedy?
Oh, she doesn't really elaborate. I love rom-coms, even though I am a man. I will definitely admit the romantic comedies are my guilty pleasure.
All right, so what's your favorite?
What is my favorite? Crazy Stupid Love with Steve Carell and Julianne Moore. I would consider a rom-com, but I find it hilarious and charming. Ryan Gosling as well is in it.
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was hilarious.
Fair enough. You could tell I was thrilled about
it. Yeah. You seem to be groaning, Dr. Joy, with that.
Yeah, I mean, some of them I really do like. That just was not one of my faves. There we go. All right, keep going.
Don Wright says, Internet. That's pretty broad, Don. I mean,
yeah.
Really
good. Yeah. There was somebody did a survey and said something like that 75% of all people picked out their cell phone for no reason. And, you know, my first thought was, well, what does no reason mean? They were either checking the time, checking their email, playing a game. So I don't know what no reason means. Maybe the phone didn't ring, but I don't know. I don't know what things like that meant. And something like 89% of people said that they had checked their personal email at work, and almost that percentage said they had checked their work mail at home. So, you know, it follows us everywhere. All right, what else?
Nina says, my kids and grandkids.
Are they distractions or are they primaries?
Yeah, I can imagine they'd be pretty primary in focus grabbing.
Yeah, yeah. And that makes an interesting notion that my kids are my distraction. It still reminds me of my mom's, my favorite comment from my entire childhood, which is lousy kids eating again. My mother was clearly not exactly Martha Stewart or Grandma Moses. What can I tell you? All right, else, what else we got?
All right, last one. Rebecca says, listening to Dr. Joy to escape my depression.
Oh, honey, listen, if you're really depressed, I mean, I'm delighted you listen, but let me help you with that a little bit, because I'm not sure that if it's really depression, you know, as much as I appreciate your loyalty and your faith in me, I don't think that's the way to treat depression. I really don't. So give me a call and let's talk about it, see if we can't get you something that's going to be a little bit more substantial for you and a little bit more rewarding. I mean, I really appreciate, and maybe what you're talking about is sadness or momentary kind of the blues. But if you're really feeling depressed, and we could maybe help you define that you are or are not depressed, but as much as, you know, I appreciate that, I don't think I'm a cure for depression. I think I can be a distraction. But if you're really feeling depressed, you don't really want a distraction. You want a cure. You want to be better. All right. So give me a call and we'll see if we can't deal with that. All righty, 855-993. Again, you know, I really appreciate your loyalty and your confidence, but I don't want to, you know, I'd rather we get you better, right? So you don't have to worry about it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit libertyoncall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.